Jezebel is the reason for 25% of women in heaven by Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 33. My dear, we have to build our prayer life for our soul's feet on the Word of God, but our spirit feet on prayer. The strength of our spirit is determined by our prayer life. Often Satanists are strong because they are dedicated in terms of abstinence, restriction, and sacrifice. As far as our sacrifice is our body, therefore we must pray to the point where the body is brutalized and feel pain. Our body must be mortified. The Bible says your body is a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1-21 I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Fasting and prayer is the sacrifice of the body to the Lord. We are instructed to pray every day. According to spirit law, a Christian is supposed to pray for 4 hours every day. Many are calling me on the phone questioning this testimony about the chambers of hell. We all have an appointment, which is death. If my testimony is false, they will know who is deceiving himself, but I know that they are deceiving themselves carried away by their foolishness. Recently, I went to testify in a church. When I stood on the pulpit to testify, I saw a sister that was sitting at the front. She was wearing a skirt that did not even reach her knees. Yet she had her legs wide open to the point of catching my attention. I said, "My sister, stand up and go find a loincloth to cover your body. Otherwise, you get out of the church." The pastor was stunned to see me speak that way in his church. I said, "The church does not belong to a man. It belongs to Jesus Christ. I keep saying that heaven and hell are real. You cannot go to heaven when you are attached to the properties of the devil. You must perform a separation from all that belongs to the devil. We are called to separate from the world. If you live for Jesus, you are heading to heaven. When you follow Satan, you will join him in the lake of fire and brimstone, for the devil does not want to go there alone." In modern times, when we take a look at churches' membership, it is apparent that women are the majority of souls attending churches and men are a minority. But I saw that men were the majority of souls there in heaven, and women were the minority. There are so many women in churches today but few men, but I saw very few women in heaven. Yet few men are coming to church, but they are the majority in heaven. Among the souls that I saw in heaven, 25% are women and 75% are men. It has become more difficult for women to enter the ancient gate of the kingdom of heaven. In truth, most women are attached to worldly items. They need separation from the items of the world. Women would have to let go of a lot of items that are enabling the evil ones to use them. In ancient times, the world fell into corruption because of women. At the end of time, the world will fall again because of rising female power. I was transported by the Lord to heaven when I saw the dead in Christ rising toward the gate of heaven. But demons are making claims on the souls of men and women that have failed to separate from the world and confront unresolved sin. This is the place of account settling. After passing this place, I joined the saints that made it to the eternal gate of the celestial kingdom, where deceased souls of the saints were in the queue. At the gate of heaven, I saw a woman that was dressed in a white garment. However, when she moved towards the gate to enter, I saw that she lost her white garment that vanished. I saw that she was now wearing a tank top, a legging, and she had a wig on her head. Immediately the sister became uneased and rattled. She knew that something was not right. Quickly, the Lord voice spoke from within the city and said to the sister, "I did not make you with snakes on the head." The sister was stunned to hear the Lord speaking this way. And she touched her head to check whether they were snakes or not. Initially, she felt her hair. I mean the wig she was wearing. It was not long when this wig became snakes. My brother, if only we could take photos, I would have brought you pictures to show you the dangers of wig for her head turned to snakes. The poor lady was disqualified from eternal life because of the legging, tank top and wig. The Lord said, "Don't be surprised, for many have taken the narrow road of life, but they will not enter." Luke 13:24 Strive to enter in by the narrow door, for many, I say unto you, shall seek to enter in, and shall not be able. I remember when the Lord took me to the world of Satan, where a strategic meeting was taking place. I saw the devil on the pulpit. There were superior demons such as Princess Jezebel. I saw in this meeting Princess Jezebel with her hair that was snakes. For she is the mother of wigs, weaves, and fake hair that women wear on the earth. In this strategic gathering, Lucifer told the audience, "I want all the women of the world to look like us." Immediately Princess Jezebel stood up from her throne and began to make a claim on the women of the world. And she announced the design and multiplication of her ornaments such as wigs, earrings and jewelry, and she vowed to deploy her ornament and worldly adornment over the world so that women of the world will look like her. She said to Lucifer in the audience, "I will put in circulation my hair, jewelry, and ornament. And when the women of the world will wear my hair and adornment, they will look like us, and they will be like me. When women will put my instruments on their bodies, they will become my daughters, and I will become the mother of all the women of the world, and their souls will be mine. They will become queens of seduction, for I am the princess of seduction. My dears, Princess Jezebel is the designer of all these wigs that she is sending to the women of the world to wear them in honor of Lucifer. My sister, you can speak in tongues and prophesy. The purpose of the items of Jezebel is not to prevent you from speaking in tongues or prophesy. These items of Jezebel will stop you from entering the kingdom of heaven. Lucifer does not have a problem with your prophecy or speaking in tongues or serving God. What he wants is your soul. He wants to prevent you from entering heaven. These things are her properties. You will not enter the pearly gates of heaven with the properties of the princess of seduction, Jezebel, who was sitting on her throne alongside Lucifer in this meeting, because she is a princess. The devil has sons and daughters. When men are born on the earth, they discover two fathers who are God and the devil. When men and women become attached to the things and properties of the devil, they become his daughters and sons. The devil has princes and princesses who give instruction to incarnate demons. These are people who would use the properties of the devil. When you were born from the womb of your mother, you had no wig and no weaver, but you were beautiful. But since you think the Lord made you ugly, the devil will find you a mother who is Princess Jezebel, the mother of all the wigs. The devil wants all the women of the world to look like Princess Jezebel that has snakes on her head. He said, I want all the women of the world to be possessed by the spirits of water mermaids and seduction. That way they will serve to increase the lust of the flesh so that the dwellers of the earth will be perishing. Couples and family will be broken. Lucifer told the assistants, when water spirits of seduction enter the lives of the women of the world through our adornment, these instruments will enable us to govern their lives. My dear, a demon would not enter your life unless you open a door. As long as you keep the property of the devil, he has the legality to destroy your life. When you wear the property of Jezebel, you actually look like her, for Lucifer said, I want the women of the world to look like us. And because of wigs and worldly adornments, the women of the world are carrying snakes on their heads in honor of Lucifer. You should not try to tell God he did not make you fine, for everything he made was good. This woman was disqualified and the ground opened beneath her. Another woman turned up, but the gate of heaven remained closed for her. I saw many eyes watching her. This sister was wearing lady pants or trousers. I was told that the numbers of eyes watching her is the numbers of men she committed adultery with, for it is written in Matthew 5:28, if any man looked at a woman to lust after her, he has committed adultery with her. This sister's dressing was a stumbling block for many men that lusted after her, committing adultery with her in their hearts. Every time men were looking at her to lust after her, they were actually having sex with her. Despite the fact that she was a Christian and she served God, she was disqualified because of scandalous dressing. Another woman turned up before the gate of heaven, but the gate remained shut for her. And she also lost her white garment that vanished. I learned that she was a preacher. But the place of women is not the pulpit, for women must stay silent in the assembly of the saints. Women can evangelize and win souls, but they are not to be preachers in the church. 1 Corinthians 14:34 Let the women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but let them be in subjection, as also saith the law. Afterward, there was an 11-year-old boy that stood before the gate of heaven that did not open for him. Immediately I saw little demons that were like toddlers arriving. Actually, this boy used to watch cartoons, yet most of these cartoons are diabolical. The boy was stained by the cursed images of diabolical cartoons. My dear, putting cartoon for the children could mean sending them to hell. We keep saying that children are innocent, but what they are watching is not innocent. In fact, these images remove children's innocence and make them rebellious, and judgment begins when children can distinguish good and evil. In the end time, multimedia images are great weapons of Satan against the church. These images are consecrated and filled with demons. They contain subliminal messages of sexual perversion. Children are initiated in subconscious witchcraft. They are bewitched. This boy said, I served God all my life because I knew the church and the Lord since I was little. But the boy was disqualified because of diabolical cartoons that had stained him. Then I saw a pastor who was next in the queue. When he stood before the eternal gate of heaven, it did not open for him. The pastor was carrying a bag in which they were women G-strings, which are demonic lady underwear of the queen of seduction. G-strings are diabolical and attract spiritual husbands. The Lord said, women were wearing G-strings in his church, and he was seeing it from time to time, for every movement of their bodies caused the G-string to become visible, but he never preaches against indecent dressing. And this evil underwear was inside the bag of this pastor. There were also lady pants or trousers. This pastor preached there are trousers for men and are also women trousers or lady pants. Yet trousers are men clothes. Deuteronomy 22:5 A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God. Lady pants came to be as a result of a woman rebellion in France. A French woman out of rebellion went out in trousers, yet the law of the country forbid women from wearing trousers because it is men's clothes. It is early in 2013 that the French government has abolished the law forbidding women from wearing trousers. In 2013, a bylaw requiring women in Paris, France to ask permission from city authorities before dressing as men, including wearing trousers, with exceptions for those holding a bicycle handlebar or the reins of a horse, was declared officially revoked by France's women's rights minister, Najat Vaid Belkacem. Wikipedia. Read more, Paris women finally allowed to wear trousers. This pastor was disqualified. He cried and said, Lord, I was your servant. The Lord voice said, My servant is the one that does my will. He said, Lord, I preached your word. The Lord said, Many are doing that but they are not my servants. Only those who are doing my will are my servants. You deviated my people instead of teaching them my word. You taught them by the power of your own words. Many of these members will go to hell because of their trust in the word of the pastor instead of studying the Bible to verify whether their leaders are in sound doctrine or not. People's words are lies. Only God's words are true.